And a Wisconsin mail carrier has been taken off his route after police say he drove his delivery truck into oncoming traffic and hit a street sign while he was drunk. Police say tests show the mail carrier had a blood alcohol level of 0.31, almost four times the legal limit in Wisconsin. He was arrested Friday when he returned to the post office incoherent. And with blood on his hands, he was not seriously injured in the crash.
What is it about the post office and drug and alcohol use? Have you heard about the connection?
I have not.
Really? I have heard stories, maybe people working in the post office, although you don't want to call while you're working, but if you maybe recently got out of the gig, but I have heard that at post offices around town, you will find some of the most gone folks you'll ever come across working, diligently going about their day, but just blotto. And that it is not uncommon at all for these guys to, and it's apparently quite a dysfunctional, I hate to, you know, cause a lawsuit, but supposedly one of the most dysfunctional places to work in America. And I'm not talking about the going postal thing with the coming back. I'm talking about day-to-day life at a post office.
I've never heard that, to be truthful. But
well, someone's going to call in and confirm this, because I've had insiders tell me this, people who are still there, actually.
Oh, you may have a
I've also heard about a lot of weird sexual stuff, and I'm not joking.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. I think that they – and I'm going to stand behind this, and if we end up in court, I'm perfectly comfortable taking a stand and subpoenaing these folks who told me this.
So you think it's weirder than radio?
We don't – I mean, unless you know something I don't, I don't think it gets terribly sexual around here, does it? I mean, what goes on Suchere's show?
Well, not on the air. I'm talking about off the air, Tony.
Well, what the devil goes on there?
All right. I better do weather now. Five eyewitnesses weather
I mean, because
forecast.
I painted a pretty bleak picture, and you said it can't be worse than radio.
Well, you know,
what on earth
radio's, radio's got a bad reputation, too, Tommy. So.
Well, you've moved around a little more than I have. What sort of stories do you know?
I'll do weather now, okay? Partly sunny.
Has Angie been informed of this, by the way?
36 degrees.
This might be the time to jump ship.
A few clouds down
Angie,
to 26 tonight.
There's still time
tonight.
To get in the women's station. It's safer over there.
Partly sunny tomorrow, flurries in 32, then daytime highs over the weekend moving down into the teens.
You know how they operate over there at the women's station?
Huh.
The women feel safe because Ian is sort of the guard.
Okay.
He's sort of he's at the gates with something. I don't know what he has. A specter? What does he have? What's a specter?
Is that a scepter or
scepter.
A specter?
Not a specter, a scepter. What's a specter?
That's a ghost, isn't it, or something?
Well, he has a specter then. He calls it Phil.
Oh, okay. Phil Specter.
Thanks, John.
It's cloudy in 32.
I often wonder, I said, what's with the one guy? And that's the reason. He's in charge of keeping the freaks at bay. From this side, I think. From the AM side. Because we're right next. There they are on the other side of the wall. Let me see if they can hear me. I don't know. Who's on over there right now? Hang on, I can't hear you. I took my headset off. Why'd I do that and ask you a question? Hello? Who's over there?
I'm not absolutely sure.
Well, I mean, bang on.
I'll dial him up, too, so I can hear him.
Hold on. See if they can hear me pounding, all right? Anybody in there? Anybody in there? Sort of like, tell them I'm doing the Hanoi Hilton Morse code thing on the side. Tick, 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 you know? It's a communication thing over in North Vietnam. Probably saw the movie. I think it was Hal Holbrook. Tick, 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 tick. Hello, the speed.
They have an interview going on right now, so I don't
Whoa!
Think they heard you.
Hold that!
They probably have their mics off. They probably heard you, but they didn't say anything about it.
Uh-oh. I see the jam out there. President Bush tonight delivered an important speech, and I'm on that like maggots on a rotten carp.